Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Doing stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and the very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you, Ashalon.
Me. Hi, how are you? It's been an interesting week for me. Well, Arkansas lost. Okay. Oh well. Not a major loss. Sucks, but oh well. And then my high school that I work at, which is the 4th seed out of their conference and state tournament, won state last night on a last second field goal against like the number 1 team in the state, who've been undefeated and were up by 13 in the third quarter, and they were starting to break out their state champion shirts, and apparently some of my kids were buying the shirts and writing "just kidding" on the back. I love it. And plus the fact that they beat the arch rival of the high school I went to, so it just makes it oh so sweet. Hi, this is State of the Kingdom. This is a talk show thing. Talk about the game, talk about whatever, talk about advice, talk about I don't care. It's like Jick and Scully, but with my own eclectic, weird taste of delusionality, without all the song lyric quotes. anyway, I'm going to, like, play some songs. And as the TA just said before, if you have any questions, you can send those to teacher's assistant, which is 1005959. And people are running away for food. So I'm going to play some music, and I'll let you guys get some questions. 1005959. Send some stuff, and we'll be back after these, 15 minutes worth of music. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Okay, so, I'm reading, like, the message boards on this high school thing, and they're so funny, message boards. God. You know, you think our forums are crazy? The trash talk is just insane. Captain Google asked me, who do I think makes the best character art on the KOL forums? Oh, shit. For sheer eclecticness, I would say that Ogaz the Rats does, just because his art is sick and awesome like that. Hold on, let me pull up my photo bucket here. And take here a look at my art and figure out who I like. Let's see here. I have art by Peregrine KT, which I actually begged her to mail to me so I could frame, because it is freaking pwns. So I would put Peregrine up there. She does a lot of pointillism stuff. Let's see here. Who else do I really like? I mean, there's a lot of crazy, you know, anime style and artsy style, and I love those. Those are really cool. Senior Random does some good arts. But I tend to try to, you know, for like the art that I pay bunches of meat for, I tend to go for a lot of realism. And that's just me. The Nork does good work. Of course, you know, some of these guys are like, probably like not even around very much. I'm just looking at who all I have art from. Pretty Girl does nice work. Otto the Great does good work. Sunny Denise does excellent work. Let's see here. Yeah, because I have two from Sunny. I think I'm ordering a third from her. Oh, I'm looking. Do my different arts, different ones I like. Jerez does excellent work, but he's not around very much. Ling Pao is an older character. She's gone. When I got that first art, I just about peed my pants. It was so amazing. I'm like, holy crap. Let's see here. What else is good? Let's see here. Joe Bob does good art. I actually need to talk to Joe Bob and say Joe Bob needs to do more art for me. He's like in my clan. Ancestor's are pretty good. I have to go out to her. It's like, Jill, I forgot you did art. And that's good art. So that's what one contest, Oxy contest is where I really had a lot of art. It's getting close to getting another art game. Southwest does good art. Zazzlus does good art. There are a lot of good artists out there. And there are a lot of others that I'm not mentioning because I don't have art from them, and so they're blanking on top of my head. So there are probably other good artists that I'm not mentioning, which I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, looking through my photo bucket, I don't have one of them yet, and therefore they're not on my list of who's good because I don't have one. But that can be a chance. Hansy does good work. Count D did this funny one. It was like the Zelda mod. It was great. Kel does some interesting things. So yeah, there are a lot of good art people out there. There really are. So, hi Jill Bob, how are you? There are a lot of good artists. So, Captain Google also asks, what do you think of this idea? And all these questions have been sent to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. And you should send more questions, because I don't have that many. This could be a show of suckage. Captain Google says, what do you think of this idea? Pipes of Doom, a two-handed bagpipe, muscle plus 3, plus 8 sleeve damage. Well, do we have anything that's a two-handed weapon with, like, a low muscle and a sleeve damage to it? I think he could make something akin to that. It may not be Pipes of Doom, but I think he could make something that has that abilities and effects. There are a lot of other, you know, different choices now for weaponry that will give you split combo, things like that. You just know there's going to be more. So I think that you're going to see a lot more different stuff, especially when NS13 comes out. There's been, you know, snippets and oops, that wasn't supposed to come out. Makes things intriguingly interesting. Sir 4684 says, I'm about to do 6 hardcore Oxy Ascensions. What should I bring? I would like to know any tips you have for me. Well, you can't bring anything with you because you're in hardcore and you're in Oxy. So really what you have to focus on is having a sufficient number of skills to make them work efficiently. Skills that will boost your attack and damage, like Lunging Thrustmack, Eye of the Stoat, Claws, Nasty Snapper, etc. Skills that will increase your stat gaining, Leash of Linguini, Empathy of the Newt, etc., etc. Things that will help your combat initiative, Springy Fusilli. And then basically you want to buy items that will do all of those things. With Oxy, the idea is to maximize the effectiveness of each adventure. And that's really where you do things well. Now, a lot of people will do what's called the hardcore Oxy loop, which takes into account the fact that you can use the stainless, the plexiglass items in your next run if you pick a run so that you get an item that is usable by your main stat so you can use it before the Nine Sorcerers run. So the run goes like this. You do a hardcore non-Oxy as a seal clubber to lead into your first hardcore Oxy, which is also seal clubber. So now you've got a stainless steel shillelagh that first time through. Trust me, that helps. You get a plexiglass pike. Well, that requires muscle. So you go to your second hardcore Oxy, which is the turtle tamer, because you want a muscle primary stat to use that pike. Well, from the turtle tamer, you get a pith helmet, which requires moxie. So you go to disco bandit. Well, again, moxie main stat. So you get the plexiglass pants once you beat the disco bandit run. Those also require moxie, so you go to the accordion thief. Alright? Accordion thief's item is the plexiglass pendant that requires mysticality. That's why that order works. Now, at this point, you can go to Possumancer or Sorcerer. Really doesn't matter. A lot of people will take the Sorcerer next because the pinky ring is beneficial to a Possumancer more than the pocket watch is to a Sorcerer. And it's just an argument of interpretation and opinions on which one you go there. So that would be the run: Seal Clubber, Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, Postomancer, with a precursor, hardcore No Path, or Teat, basically, just a hardcore No Path, Seal Clubber to get a shillelagh. Let's go back to questions, shall we? Again, if you have questions, which I have like three more, oh boy, this is going to be bad, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is play number 100-5959. You should... The auto paddler? What is this? The combined meat engine with a homoerotic frat paddle? Dude, I need to tell Scully that. Next time I see Scully, I have to tell him that. That is hilarious. Even though Scully would say that the auto paddler would take the fun out of the paddlings. So, I don't know if he would actually do it. So, there you go. And he's not on right now. Even though I'm waiting for him to go, Ash, why did you hit me with all this buff today? Because I screwed up in Mafia? I was using 13 buffs or something and put the 13 in the wrong line. And buffed him 13 times, but I'm like, whoops. Or buffed him once or something. Grinder says, I'm just completing my first hardcore, which is a Possumancer. Excellent. How many turns should I be using a day to get food to cook with? Where should I spend them? Okay, Grinder, I'm really hoping your next hardcore run is going to be Sorcerer. Okay? Because here's why. When you're working hardcore early on, until you get like the level 15 Pasta Mastery, which lets you use the walk, your best foods that you can really make are your reagent foods, which is like the Hell Ramen, the Gnocchi, spaghetti skullheads, you know, fettuccine incognito. And so if you have dry noodles and scrumptious reagents, which you kind of see the point of getting those two skills so you can pre-make those, all you need then are a mushroom or a sausage from the kitchen to make the sauce with the reagent to make your reagent food. So usually you go in the kitchen long enough to get the 2/3 that you need, because if you go teetotal, you can eat 3 of them and then have 2 fullness left over. If you go a no path, then you can only eat 2 reagent foods and then have enough, like a spicy noodles or a ply noodles, something like that. Trust me, teets are easy because you get those 3 foods. It's not bad. It's a calm. You don't have to worry about dealing with drinks. Anyway, so kitchen, you get mushrooms and sausages to make the reagent foods, and it's a good, easy way to get used into beginning level hardcore runs. Now, eventually you're going to get the skills to make high mains, and then that whole reagent food discussion is off the book. But just starting out, that's a good way to lean into it. Lord Mathias says, "Where do I find an acoustic guitar?" And it's hard to get. It's kind of a random drop, but it's a hit acoustic guitar. So maybe we should think about places that go, "Arr," and you should look around there and see if any of those mateys there will maybe let you walk the plank to find the guitar in the bottom of their boat in Davy Jones's locker. And dear God, if you don't know where I'm telling you to go, we have issues. Rickett, how I mine for fish with a pickaxe. Captain Google, aren't those plexiglass pants uncomfortable? Well, you wear padding. You just, you don't wear them by themselves. Captain Google says, what's your stand on the Wii? My stand is, I don't frickin' have one yet because GameStop are assholes. End of story. Locatelli, can you go over the order of hardcore cycles again and add which skills to perm, please? Thanks. Well, what I gave there was the hardcore oxy loop, okay? And the hardcore oxy loop is different than just a traditional plain hardcore no-path loop. Hardcore no-path, you put a lot of emphasis on stat booster skills, initiative skills, guaranteed damage skills, lunging thrust, smack, eye of the stoat. What am I forgetting? Getting food and drink abilities because you're doing no paths or teats or boozeferian runs. And so really, you know, I always say there are 4 skills to get versus hardcore. Pasta mastery, saucer or sauce crafting, mad looting skills, and amphibian sympathy. Those are 4 good skills to get. And then really you build those segments up for your character. You get a little bit of stat gain skills for your familiar, you get a little bit of guaranteed damage, you get a little bit of combat initiative, and you just kind of build your characters. And once you have enough that your character is pretty consistent, then you go to the Oxy, and at that point, really your skill focus sets strictly on damage and initiative and increased stat gains. Some people will get the non-combat skills to help the non-combat adventures to show up more. That's not as much prevalent anymore because now we have Spooky Raven Manor. It's a little bit different now. But the point is, with the hardcore non-oxy runs, there's not a really distinct path for that. The loop I gave was hardcore oxy, and that was Seal Clubber, Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, Postamancer. Like I said, it's really not the focus on skills for an Oxy set, different priority than for a non-Oxy set, because you now have to deal with getting food, good food, drinks, and that's a different skill set that you don't need for Oxy. So, what I did was I did about 20 or so hardcore runs to get all those skills that let me have an efficient oxy run. Now, it wasn't fast. It was not fast. But it was efficient. It was efficient for me. And there you go. Let's go back to the questions. Wow, I have no more questions. You can send questions to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. Ugh, dear God. I am broadcasting today from the guest location of Soupy and Yerick's Hot Sex KOL Versary Clan. And it's a unique little place right now. So all of you in Soupy and Yerick's Hot Sex Clan, howdy. All of you not there, howdy. Because, you know, it's just one of those, yay, invite, I'm having a clan for an anniversary, and then it's going to be disbanded clans. You know, it's one of those hooray for whitelisting things, because we can do crazy-ass stuff like this. So yeah. Let's go back through any questions. Oh, let's see, was there anything respectably interesting that came out new this last week? Just the clan leadership transfers. Not much there. Rickett says, so did you hear Mr. Magnifico made it to level 10 on day 3 of his hardcore Oxy run? That's just wrong. Wow, that's, again, I just don't have the time. I mean, honestly, I'm realizing more. I don't even have the time now to even try to do an efficient hardcore/hardcore Oxy speedrun. I don't even have the time. I mean, I just don't. But, wow, that's pretty crazy. That's crazy. So let's see here. Spotastic says, if someone was intent on going through hardcore in the 12 paths needed for the tattoos, but had no intention of staying in hardcore, would you suggest the hardcore Oxy loop, or should the person get the skills as they need them? Well, if you want the hardcore booze tat, you pretty much need to get it with Disco Bandit, because you can at least use the skill to make Disco Bandit drinks that run. I wouldn't save it though. For the Postamancer or the booze or the Teetotaler, you know, getting Postamancer and then using Scrimptious Creations to do that second run is pretty good. If anything, I would focus on item drops, lunging thrust mech either stout, even though that's going to be kind of require a double shot, so you may want to use lunging thrust mech and either stout in that double steel clubber right in the middle of the 12 run. So I would probably start out, if I were to do just 12 in order, I would probably go Postamancer, Sorcerer, and get food to have the teeth the second run. Then I would go, let's see here, let me just make sure I give you at least something that makes sense with stainless steel being usable in the next run. Give me a second, let me pull up my stainless steel set. Let's see here, Postamancer gives you Solitaire, which is mysticality. You then get the Scarf, which would be also mysticality. It's a monster level plus, so have fun there. So really those two, so really that one's going to be kind of hard to use the next one, so I would probably go Turtle Tamer next. I know it sounds weird, but just go with me here, because you'll be able to hit things hard with the extra monster level, and the Steel Cap gives you a Moxie hat. So from there, I would go, let's see here. It's a mysticality. Yeah, see, the suspenders is also mysticality. That doesn't help much. The slacks is Moxie. So I would go get the slacks next, which is Disco Bandit, I think. And then go to Accordion Thief and then Steel Clubber to get your Shillelagh to go in for your first hardcore. But I mean, as I said, that's just me guessing. I guess how would we do that? I mean, you could talk to, like, the people who did the first hardcore speed loop ascension thing, whatever it was, the one that got leaderboarded for a while, and asked them how they did their loop, because that was kind of cool how they did, because a lot of them had the same concepts, and, you know, but that's just me. Again, if I trust me, once you start doing hardcore teeth, you realize they're not that bad, and they're okay to do. Mike Livier asks, what's the best drink out there? I really just give you something to do. I don't have any serious question. Best drink in the game are the Mafia wines, I believe. If you go by how many adventures each one gets, I believe the Mafia wines are actually just slightly better. I can double check this, though, than the tiny plastic sword drinks. Let's see here. Best drinks. Let's see here. Penguin Mafia wines have an 8 adventure per drunkenness. The barrel whiskey is 5.5. The advanced mushroom fermenting solution is 4.83 adventures per drunkenness. And then the tiny plastic sword, superhuman cocktail crafting, and the normal mushroom wines are all 4. Adventures per drunkenness. If you look at it in terms of stat gains, it is hand down Penguin Mafia wines, 180 stats per drunkenness, whiskey 45 per drunkenness, especially Salty Dog 30 per drunkenness. So there you go. Takato 26 says, I have two questions. What is the best place to get items to pulverize for high mains? Pretty much any item that gives nuggets. The umbrellas give really good nuggets, so a lot of people get those. Actually, though, the thing is, though, nuggets aren't that expensive, so you can actually just buy them straight up from the mall. That's just me, because I'd rather go farming for dry noodles and reagents, because those are more expensive than buying nuggets. But again, that's just me. My second question is, I'm planning to do an Oxycore loop, and I've already have Lunging Thrust, Mac, and Eye of the Stoat hardcore permed. Should I just go into Turtle Tamer without the Plexiglass Pike or Shillelagh? I'm asking this because I already have a Plexiglass Pike and Stainless Steel Shillelagh. Bottom line, should I do a normal hardcore and get another Stainless Steel Shield, or should I just go into Turtle Tamer? Always go into a hardcore Oxy with some type of Stainless Steel reward, or at least a Plexi reward, and once you go Plexi, finish the loop. That would be my suggestion. And then he sends me 3 stars. Oh, thank you. Soul Operator asks, what do you think is the possible way they're going to do Crimbo, 2 Crimbles, this year on December 1 and December 25th? What about the possibility of mixed holiday content of Crimbo Halloween? Do a search in the mall for Crimboween Memo. I believe that is the name of it. Crimboween Memo. And read one. And, I don't know. Just expect Jack Skellington to come to make a show. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Whee! Oh my gosh. Lucatelli says, are there any tips to get any of the ultra rares? Yes, adventure in the areas that they drop and flash the RNG. Fremen says, why weren't backslashes allowed in chat until today? Probably the fact that there were a lot of code monkeys going around and doing crap, and for a while, it was pretty ugly. Someone found a loophole where you could put something in your credo or your message on your display case or in your quote that would open up a window and basically could make you remote run a program. We had some people crack the color code before it was open to the point where we realized that the way it was doing it could also then be a bug for basically could post something and make you all open something remotely. And so there's a lot of code monkeys that were poking and realizing that things were bad if they weren't shut down until they could get cleaned up. So that's probably why a lot of the traditional code characters aren't chat legal and stuff. Oh, boy. Oops, how'd that get there? Inside joke. Grimdo asks, here's a question I've been pulling hardcore runners. God, I'm not one probably should be giving a suggestion then. Since I've not done a hardcore in months. I just started an oxy run with 3 cans of air, and my stat day is 2 weeks from now. Do you think it's better to wait to use the air, or use some or all on a substat day to be able to adventure in higher stats? Gosh, I always use them whenever... I mean, obviously, you can't use your primary stat. Use them on the secondary stat that always lags behind. There's always, like, one secondary stat that tends to lag behind just a little bit. Use it on that stat day. You know, and that will help. And stuff. Justice 1, 2, 3, 4. Unless, you know, you realize that you can't get your hardcore arcs you've done before those 2 weeks are up, and then use them then. Justice 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you think it's ever be possible for someone to appear in the most recent ascensions twice at the same time? Holy crap. Not softcore. Because people just run too long unless everybody just... Unless it's like a major thing. No one ascend for the next 2 hours. We're trying to do a double day and get on the thing at the same time. There had to be some kind of discussion to get that thing. Okay. I'm going to stop and play some music because there's like no questions at all. So you can send questions to Teacher's Assistant. You really should, because questions are good. Which is 1005959. And I would love that. But anyway, I'm going to play about 15 minutes worth of music, and then we'll come back. This is Ashlyn here on Radio KOL. And I am back with stuff, and all right! Boy, someone who annoyed the crap out of me last night got banned. Yay. Anyway. Scrolling down to questions. Yes, I'm taking questions. No, not requests. Yay. Because this is the State of the Kingdom question. Whee! yeah, ADH, I don't know. I just wasn't, you know. I bleated him after he just blue spammed the crap out of me on Friday. After I posted 3 times, quit spamming me. Anyway, let's see here. Moving on. Questions. Nice. Mike Livier says, what's a cool name for familiar? Man, I am really bored. Do you think Duncan the Cocoa Puff is a good name for a Cocobo? Sure, why not? Captain Google, how much do you love jazz soap? This much. Of course, you didn't see the jazz hands. Actually, I don't use jazz soap that much. I'm not even sure. I guess maybe I would use the thing that does the pirate talk. Of course, I run turns so much, I'm never using them because I'd use them up. So, yeah. Let's see here. Captain Google, which is my favorite sword? I think the sword inappropriate behind whatever, that's funny. That's a good sword. Screw swords! Stainless steel shield. Ah! Two of them. Or two icicles. Inferno here says, not sure if you got this last week, but the bedroom could be the best place to level with a sombrero. Okay. Don't understand why. Like I said, though, I've not been doing power leveling very often, so I wouldn't know. I mean, a lot of people... I have to say, the power level discussion that I've had over the last couple of weeks, now we're looking for these level 30 trophies, has been interesting because I think I have been presented with at least 3 to 5 different theories. Some people have said I can talk about, some they say, hold on to this, I want to keep this quiet for a while. And it's different, and I like it because there's no one right answer. There's no one distinct place to go. Everyone says, this is good, this is good, this is also good, this one might be a little bit better, depends on, and all people say, well, depending on the stats, what buffs you have, this or this might be better. I love it. I love it. Love it. I mean, with Sombrero, the whole key is you get high monster levels. The higher the monster levels, the more stats Sombrero brings you. That's all there is to it. You need, like, hordes of... You need hordes of monster level to do that. Fremen says, other than the first level skills, which skills do you think are the least useful to permanize? Is that a word? Permanize? You know, some of the skills, I don't... Okay, I'm not really going to go into this one, because I got a big argument with a moron in the forums, who basically ended his whole argument with, I'm in this power clan, you should be bound to me, obviously you're not reading anything I'm saying, because you're an idiot, and never actually discussing the points, but anyway. You can get through an ascension with respectable time. Now, I'm not talking speedrun, I'm talking respectable. You know, if you define respectable as 1 to 2 days behind what the Uber speedrunners are doing. With about 20 skills total, and then you kind of increase them more to get to those really fast ones. And you pay money and stuff like that. I tend to not use spells, attack spells that often. I tend to not use the leveler skills that often. Some people do. That's their style play. That's fine. You know, I would say a skill that is not worth permanizing is one that you look at and you don't see a, wow, I need that skill to help me play better. It's the, oh, I can skip that skill because it doesn't help me any. That's a skill for you and for your play style that's not worthwhile. Because I'm not going to sit here and say, this skill's not good, and then have this swarm of people going, oh my god, but that's like the key skill in this playstyle, which I may personally not play. So, again, depending on your playstyle, it's going to matter. Are you doing stasis? Are you doing lunging thrust max synergy? Are you doing extreme farming? Are you doing power leveling? What are you playing? How you play determines what skills are important compared to not important. Make sense? So, decide what you want to play, and then go talk to people, say, normal, hardcore, and say, hey, I'm looking for someone who uses this strategy, and I want to get some advice from them. And if you go in hardcore, and if you go looking for advice nicely, a lot of times you'll get people who will at least get you started in that general direction. Okay? And I'm not going to say that I know every playstyle, because I don't. Okay? I understand the basis of stasis. Don't have patience for it. Wouldn't use it. You know, I'm very much an LTS synergy person. And I know that that's no longer the, quote, best strategy to use for fast speed. That's fine. I'm not going for fast speed. That's not my playstyle. Right now I'm power leveling. And even then, I'm not doing it as efficiently as I can because I don't have time to sit there and do it a lot. So yeah. But anyway, so that's my whole little ramblings on that. Freeman says, I saw the leaderboard once, 17 ball collections, but the wiki has no record such an item that I can find. This is a new uber rare, or if so, what does it does? There's a thread on that, and some people were saying it's a rare, and it had like plus 50 damage, and for that much stuff, it almost had to be an uber rare. But there was a lot of conflicting discussion what was going on, and I kind of haven't followed that thread. So there's a thread on it in gameplay. Let me see if I can find the title of it, and I'll let you just go read there. Scroll. Where is it at? Looking. Still looking. New item on the weird board, edit, ultra rare KK. It's halfway down, most of the way down, about 15 from the bottom of the first page on the Kingdom gameplay discussion. Read thread and learn. Oh. Sir 4684, do I know the chat code that gets the superhero mask? Well, knowing that each one's a different number and once it's used, you can't use it anymore? No, I don't. Inferno Hero says, is Crimbo Town open for all of December or just for the 25th? Oh, there's no guarantee it's going to open up for this year. Crimbo Town was part of Crimbo 2005. So we don't know exactly what Jick and Co. have planned for Crimboween this year. Crimbo Town may not open up. It may be a completely different Crimbo Town. We don't know. We won't know anything probably until December 1, which is when people may start talking about it, and actually talking about it loudly. We may not see anything until, like, you know, the 10th. I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. Oh, L. Misfire of the day. L. let's look for more questions, shall we? Because I have 40 minutes to kill. Dushalu says, I'm a level 11 on a hardcore oxy run, and I was wondering where I should train. Why are you training for level 11 on a hardcore oxy? Are you trying to get like a level 15 skill for hardcore oxy? Because, wow, I mean, doesn't do anything different than just a plain old hardcore. Most people will go to the castle to get the stat adventures, unless you have access to, say, a swarm of dance cards or other items that allows you to exploit the abilities of stuff in the Spooky Raven Manor. But pretty much for the cheap version, you go to the castle, you set your wheel to your non-stat adventure, you buff up on your non-combat stat booster items and spells and skills, and you go to town there. That's what most people tend to do. So, there you go. Inferno Hero says, sorry, yeah, the drawers where you open the dressers where you open the drawers give you a good bit of subset gain. And the battles give you around 20 to 30 subset. I gained 5 levels on a multi in 3 days with it. Well, but Inferno, what level are you talking about? Like, what type of levels? Like, level 10, 11, 12, 15? I mean, yesterday, when it was a Moxie day, I took Ash, I took dance cards, I went to the ballroom, and I dance card, and then I jacked up my non-combat skills so I would get the choice adventures so I could watch the dancers. and I ended up getting, with just over 180 turns, I ended up getting 35,000 Moxie stat points. Because I was getting the, which one of these three things do you want to do? And I'm going, Dancers, because that's 225 Moxie. And then the Dancing Matilda, or the Waltzing Matilda, Rotting Matilda, was giving me like 475. And so I'm getting like, on average, 600 to 750 Moxie stat points every four turns. You can do the math. It was sweet. Very good. So, you know, that's kind of how to do Moxie. That's one way. Some people say go to use the clovers, and some people say go to Louvre and leave it. Some people say go take the Moxie stat gem. See, there's a lot of different ways people are saying, and there's some other ways that people have said that they don't want me to talk about the radio, and that's fine, that are completely different from those. You know, there's a lot of different ways to power stat, and so, I mean, I guess I had to, you know, are you Moxie, Muscle, Mysticality? Because it matters. It does matter. Especially now, since we have the options of doing different stat, Muscle, Moxie, and Mysticality in different areas, we can't just say, go to the castle, change your will, poof. Now it's like, well, it depends on what stats you have, if your primary you're trying to level, to get. So that's kind of my whole point on that. Inferno here, the next letter, I scroll down, from level to 11 to 15, well, four levels. How did these people, as a Disco Bandit and Accordion Thief, survive their first run-throughs? It's hard to hit to anything, and you almost have to do de-leveling to do it. Well, yeah, that's kind of how it's suggested you do your first runs, is you weaken them so that you can beat the crap out of them. I mean, first runs on anything is tough, except for maybe a first run Seal Clover. Those are pretty nice. First run Postomancer takes a little time to get used to. First run Sorceress, kind of . First run Accordion Thief is okay at times. First run Turtle Tamer, So, you know, I would say your first hardcore, do a Seal Clover run for your first hardcore, or a Postomancer, or a Sorcerer. No, Postomancer, I would say for a first run hardcore, I would go Postomancer, Sorcerer, Disco Bandit, Turtle Tamer. And then followed up with two Seal Clovers. That'd be my choice. That's just so I get certain skills. Grimdell says, okay, if LTS isn't the best speedrun strategy, what is the current consensus? Stasis. My understanding, now, okay, I could be wrong. And I probably am. And Rickett, if I'm wrong, please tell me, because I know you're listening. The multi's account name is Teachers Assistant 1005959. Grimdell's. So Grimdell question. A lot of people use Stasis because it allows you to regain your mysticality and your magic points and be able to survive fights that really you shouldn't. And Rick is pointing out that the part of stasis that takes the longest is making decisions about what to do in the next round. I think that's part of why I don't like it, because I have to think, and I like mindless. I like to be able to just go click, 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 yeah, I'm done. But that's just me. Stasis isn't really used in softcore runs. Well, that's more hardcore runs. I understand it, but I'm just not. I mean, like, what is it? 5-4 now has this 2-day speed run setup that uses no icicles in monster level, but uses other items. And you know, some people use this like hybrid thing. They stasis when they really need it, versus just LTSing their way through when they really need it. To smart pools, so it's kind of become like this hybrid mangling of all of these different strategies, using the best one at the time, you know, that when you need it. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I said I'm so freaking out of doing speed runs. I don't have a clue. I mean, like I said, I was doing a standard 3-day run, and I was all happy with that. And they're going, why don't you trade for 2 days? And I'm like, because I don't care. But 2 days are awesome. So I did one. And I'm like, didn't like it. But why not? 2 days are awesome. Like my standard 3-day, I don't have to think. Because I'm like, I like ascending every other day. Because it was literally, you know, ascend on Sunday, Wednesday, no, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So I'll put 7 ascensions in 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, I'm cool with this. I was cool with that. Completely fine with doing a 3-day softcore. Because I didn't care. And you know, and that's the thing. I'm not the greatest advice person known to man on extreme speed running skills. I'm just not, okay? I couldn't break a 6-day... Wait, what was my fastest hardcore? My fastest hardcore run was a 6-day no path. Okay? My fastest cheat run was 9 days. My fastest oxy was 16, but I was doing it in a hell of a lot less turns. Point being here, I'm not the best. I can give you advice to get started and get on the path towards where you can be sufficient. But then when you want to like, take it to the level where it's beyond me, and I've had a lot of people go, wow, I'm doing things better than you. I remember listening to your show in the first time, and you're like a god. And I'm sort of going, oh god, I'm not a god. But, and they're like, wow, you like, am I really this good, or do you just suck now? I'm like, no, I just don't care. You know, that's fine. Go do speedruns. You know, but when you get to the point where my advice doesn't work for you anymore, it doesn't improve your speed, if speed is what you're looking for, then go to the channels and to those clans and those communities where they live and go, I would like some advice. This is where I'm at now. How do I improve? I should not be the end-all, be-all advice person. I mean, a lot of what I talk about is like for the new guys and for the new people and just kind of subtle, you know, sounding board. Hey, am I doing this right at least? When you start talking extreme speed everything, I don't know. I don't have a clue. You know. So, you know, go get a hardcore run, go in a hardcore, and ask in there. Because even though they're not doing hardcores, that's where they all live. That's where all the speed, that's where a lot of the speedrunners live. Not all of them, that's where a lot of them live. So just, I don't know. I don't know. So there you go. What exactly does the Z in Oh My God mean? It really helped me out here. I don't know. It's one of those chat speed things that I most of the time detest, except I'm being stupid and I'm like using it, and I'm like, oh. So there you go. I'm very much helpful there, too. Locatelli says, when is it safe to drop your path restrictions after beating the 90 sorceress, or do you have to break the prism first? Ooh. I think you have to break the prism to finish the run. Yeah, you have to break the prism to finish your run. I said most, Rickett. I said not all. Rickett says the Louvre is superior to the castle, which is correct. I'm just saying, you know, the castle was the old standby of everything. Of course, have I played with the Louvre yet? No, I haven't, because I'm a Moxie class and I'm in the ballroom. So I haven't had a reason to go into the Louvre yet. Again, I fail. Freeman says, which takes precedence? Ooh. Wow. I don't know this one. Which takes precedence? A Clover Adventure or the Dance Card Adventure? And I guess the codicil to that would be, if Clover takes precedence, does the Dance Card Adventure show up next turn? I don't know. I've never tried. I don't want to waste dance cards. Get a dance card, run 3 turns, buy a Clover, find out. Let me know, because I don't know. That's curious. I honestly do not know. You know, I just realized that my time zones is set up, like, back to mountain time. Inferno Hero says, it was Moxie with a lack of meat, Moxie with a lack of meat. What? Of course, muscle classes should stay in the gallery. The painting with the stairs, if you choose goes downstairs, you'll get 300 muscle. Okay. Cool. Inferno Hero says, what exactly is stasis? Oh, God. Okay. Understand that this is a very, very generic description of it, and it doesn't do it really justice. But here's the basic idea. You have on buffs such that when you're fighting a monster and the monster is hitting you, you get healed slash magic points back. Your elemental, not your element, but your habanero, jalapeno, sauce spheres. Okay? So in essence, stasis is basically means you're fighting and you're not really trying to fight, but you're getting yourself healed. Now, people have expanded upon it, and with the mirrors that might help you heal or magic a little bit better, get some extra meat. But the basis of this was, originally, you have skills, you swing at a monster, you can't hit it, it nips you, but you get back points better enough to help your magic and stuff and that thing. So, really, like I said, that's real basic. It's real basic, okay? And there's a lot more intrinsic and intricacies to a full-blown stasis. Talk to Rickett. Rickett does stasis. Rickett has done stasis. Rickett's better at stasis than I have. Rickett has actually tried stasis, whereas I have not. I tried the degenerate stasis when someone first came up with the idea of, hey, what if we get in a fight you can't fight and you have a mosquito? And that was it. No one came up with the fact of buffs or anything else. It was just this little idea that, hey, a mosquito could heal if I get in a fight that I can't fight. Because at the time, there were no limits to fights and stuff. It was like way back when. And I tried it once. I'm like, that sucks. This takes forever. And I quit. And then it got reinvented and better. And there you go. So that's my extent of trying. Inferno Hero says, have you seen Stranger Than Fiction? It's a Will Ferrell movie that's not funny, but it's actually good. Nope, not seen it. Hepatitis ABC says, I found the Louvre is superior only if you're looking for substat gain as well as main stat gain. Castle's beneficial for main stat only. So there you go. There you go. Back to questions. Back to questions. I have to reset it and scroll down. Tisk, tisk, tisk. I just realized today all my accounts were deleted. How sad should I be? I don't know. Why were they deleted? Did you let them time out? Were you found to have 67 multis named multi-1, multi-2, multi-farmer, multi-buffer, multi... you know, why were they all deleted? And stuff. Because, yeah. I don't know. They've been there for, like, months, and you've never gotten... You know, a Mr. Ice Tour. But, so yeah. It depends. Sir 4684, how do I get through Ascension runs in a decent amount of time? Run efficiently. As much as you can each adventure. Adventure only areas you need to be in to get the stuff you need to finish your quest and move on. Inferno Hero says, didn't the icicles artwork used to sparkle? I don't think so. It may have had a gleam, but I don't remember it sparkling. Yeah, I don't remember it sparkling. And Frenier Hero says, I thought that when you broke the prism that hardcore was dropped, but not the path restriction, and you had to ascend with it still on. You know, I don't know. I haven't actually done an ascension where I dropped stuff off. So I don't remember. That very well could be right. But I don't remember. Let's see here. Urban dictionaries. Oh my god. I'm looking for what the... I've been given the Urban Dictionary. Oh, God. It doesn't say fuck the clit for number one, so that's the problem. It's usually constantly to make fun of people that say OMG and LOL. Number two, ZOMG is a variant of the all-too-popular acronym OMGA, OMG, meaning oh my god. ZOMG originates from the image board 4chan.org and is one of its members, Zardoz. It's the Z doesn't stand for anything, just ZO. Z was originally a mistake while attempting to hit the shift key with the left hand and type, oh my god. Zomg. How 30-year-olds that live with their mom say OMG. Where is it with when you fuck the clit? It's gotta be on here somewhere. Oh, come on. Someone else says it was a social experiment back in 2003. Let's see here. Zombie form OMG. Nope, does not say when you fuck the clit. Damn. It's in Gleeb's photo bucket. Ooh. Okay. I don't know Gleeb's photo bucket. Need a link. Damn it. Did I just say that my Maltese name was Teacher's Assistant 100-5959. Yeah. Because it makes it great for me to keep track of stuff. Wait a minute, I don't know. I just told you I don't know which takes precedence, a dance card or clover. Go buy a dance card, go buy a clover, find out, and tell me. I'm out of turns. I don't know. I don't know. All making fun of me! Oh! They're all gonna laugh at me! Or something like that. Inferno Hero says, I heard that ZOMG stands for Zounds. Oh my god. I'm kind of more agreeing with the typo hitting the shift if the Z pops up with it. I think that is actually very logical. You're all gonna laugh at me! I've lost my mind. And I'm out of questions, so Teacher's Assistant 100-5959, one song coming back. We're gonna do a little Dropkick Murphys. Then we'll come back and we'll do something like non-musical until my next person comes on to take over the airwaves. So this is Ashland's State of the Kingdom, blah, blah, blah. Here on Radio KOL. Weird side story. I don't know where this came from. I guess because I'm seeing Joe Bob talk. But when I was at KOLCon, I got this empty package of cigarettes from Joe Bob. Which, for those of you not in England, and we know we have our little government warnings, which is fine print, you can't read it. England doesn't beat around the bush. Big-ass sticker, smoking kills. I'm talking like half the package. And I was cleaning my house because we had Thanksgiving yesterday. And we're cleaning the house. And apparently, when I got back from KOLCon 3, I was just throwing stuff, crap, whatever. And I'm going through this pile of junk in the corner. I'm like, oh, wait, the cigarette box. And my wife and I laughed. And my wife did get a kick out of the cigarette box. So thank you again, Joe, for finding that for me. Haplo has checked in. She will be in the next 12 minutes, so I'm going to try to get a few of these questions finished and get out here. Jeppa says, I just made my first mill. What item should I invest in? Ones that have prices go up. I honestly don't know. I've not been watching Market Watch lately, so you could go talk and trade and ask some of them, possibly even some of the denizens in Food Court, because there are some in there that hide in Food Court that actually understand how the mall works really well. I am not the best investment person right now to ask, at least not for a million. If you ask me, like, for, if you had more than a million, I could give you some items, but, so, yeah. Mike Livier says, I wonder what's so good about peanut butter bananas. I think it's unnatural. The peanut butter tree and the banana bush weren't meant to be crossbred, or something like that. Oh, but wouldn't that be fun? Wait. Time out. The peanut butter tree. Oh my god! The peanut butter tree? It's called a peanut plant, where you smush the peanuts into a butter. A peanut butter tree. It's like a maple tree, where you like stack the tap into it and you twist it on, and peanut butter gushes out of the tree. Oh, I'm being mean now. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Peanut butter tree. It's just a confluence of tastes, and it's all good. Death cigarettes. Oh, this should be good. Death was a brand cigarette. Death, that's pretty cool. Fluffing. moving on. Rick and Fez point out the Louvre is different from Aoife's account on Aoife's Ascension. Yes, it is. It is just like the astral trip when you get into the Purple Haze. Going for that accordion thief run, this trophy, this run in Inferno here, ask me. Yes. Also, you can sound like Mickey Mouse on pot. No, I don't. I don't. No, I can't. I can't do it. Death cigarettes. Tobacco seriously damages health. Nice. Yes, the chaos it is, Soupy and Yurik's clan. I'm almost being like clan spam. There's so many people in clan right now, in this little party clan. It's pretty crazy. Let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and set up a song, just so whenever I get done rambling, I can go ahead and run away. That was too long. Don't want to play Metallica. Let's get a different list. I'll finish on Juno. No. It's Haplo. I have to leave something into Haplo. So, there we go. I'm going to play some Jonathan Colton to lead into Haplo. Because that's a Haplo-esque song. I am the DJ of many flavors. I'm the one who everyone confuses me with. It's like the, wow, I didn't know so-and-so was on. They're not. well, they just played this song. I'm like, yeah? Dude, you shouldn't play that song. This DJ plays that a lot. I'm like, too bad. That's this freaking it's like most of the DJs. People will get me confused with, something's getting cooked. I smell dinner. But I don't have any more questions. So I get to ramble for like 3 or 4 more minutes. So yeah. Cough, cough, gag. Hack, hack. So let's continue on here. Let's see here. No, I really don't have any more questions. So I'm thinking... let's see here. So you like ready to go? The next show, which will be musical, will be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. If you want to hear more of my eclectic tastes and styles and witty banter, with actually more music and less attempts at trying to be like advising, but more attempts to be like a smartass, then you should tune in. It's a relatively decent show, not a terrible show. I don't know how many. Now we're doing like, how many waitlists are you got? I'm like, waitlist is by 16. Yeah, I'm only whitelisted by 16 clans. I should be whitelisted more. That's an order. Get me whitelisted. Ashlon, 560. Wait, no, that's DJ Ashlon. 67689. That's my. So anyway, I'm out of here. I have no more questions. One last check. Look for questions. Where are some good places to train my stats so I can beat the topiary golems? If you have lunching thrust mac and you're a muscle class, if you're not a muscle class, well, then you're in trouble. But if you have lunching thrust mac and out of the stoat and like a decent attack weapon, then you don't need the massive stats. Worst case, de-level the damn things and kill them. But otherwise, the castle's good. It's nice and simple. anyway, I'm out of here. See y'all on Wednesday. Bye-bye.